Elissa Walker-Campbell, good evening and welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios here in Houston at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time to tee it up. We're going to talk some golf. We're going to recap Tiger Woods' press conference from Tuesday. And we have invited back on our show tonight USA Today's national columnist Christine Brennan to get her thoughts. She was at the press conference and there is a number of burning questions. Good evening, Christine.
Hey, Elissa, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. And obviously, I want to get your impressions from this week's press conference and how Tiger Woods handled it. It appears that doubt and uncertainty defines his future.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he had about a 15-minute little press conference. I asked a question. Others did, too, where I think what the big takeaway from that was that he has no idea when he's coming back yet. And he said he's practicing and he's getting better and healthier and stronger. But he said he doesn't know if it's next week or next year. And to me, that was the money quote. Next week or next year. Whoa. So there was that. The bigger deal to me was right after that 15-minute Q&A with the members of the media, he then was asked, along with a couple other people who were there was a veteran there, and there was another person, too. They were hitting a shot each. And then Tiger was asked to hit a couple shots, 102 yards. Just, he could roll out of bed and hit that shot 100 times out of 100. Over the water, everyone, I think, knows Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, the par 3 tenth. This was not that par 3. It was the green, but this was more than 100 yards closer than what the tee box was for the 2011 U.S. Open that Rory McIlroy ran away with. So it was that's a 218-yard shot. This was 102 yards,
wow.
Just a little pitch over the water. Within 50 seconds, Tiger, who had not practiced at all and was stretching a little bit right before he hit the shots, but again, this is just in-your-sleep kind of golf, three times in 50 seconds, all three balls went into the water. I've never seen anything like it. It went from being this kind of funny little exhibition moment that no one would care about, that you're kind of half looking at and half not, to being an incredibly telling moment about just how far Tiger Woods still has to go and how the futility now in his golf game, and to the point where some of us wondered if he just did that on purpose, if he like faked it, if that was his idea to hit balls in the water,
yeah.
Which I do not believe is the case at all. But if that would have made more sense than what we actually saw if he was really trying. It was just a stunning moment. And something that I think those of us who are there will never forget, watching Tiger Woods just completely fall apart.
Columnist with USA Today, Christine Brennan, is back with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can follow her at Twitter, at CBrennanSports. So from that press conference, I mean, what was your initial reaction? And even from the fans and the media that was around you, I mean, there were meaningless shots, but the fact that he couldn't even make a 100-yard shot, I mean, that's stunning.
Oh, it couldn't even, and it's not, of course, to get it close to the pin. It's just to get it over the water and get it on the green.
Mm-hmm.
It really was. We were all kind of like, what? Huh? Again, because no one expected much from it. No one really cared about it. It's not like I was there to cover that. I just went out there to talk to him for a few minutes, and the fact that he was hitting three shots, if he didn't hit three shots, it didn't matter. You know what I mean? This is just purely for the cameras to get some interest ginned up, you know, so people can, you know, buy tickets, promote the event, who knows, you know, to get the on the 11 o'clock, 6 and 11 o'clock news. I mean, that's kind of what this is, to get a good shot by Tiger close to the pin. So I think we were all kind of, what, huh? You know, that was weird. It was more just kind of disbelief that just happened. And as I live in D.C., so I'm about 15 minutes away, and as I drove home and realized I was going to, of course, be writing a column about it, I thought, well, that's my column. I mean, that was so incredible. So it was a big deal when it happened, and then the sense of it like that, it was extraordinarily telling about where Tiger is. All his words, all his comments, oh, I'm getting better, whatever, all of that meant nothing when three balls went in the water like that on Monday. That to me was 100% the story.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, Tiger Woods, he's closer to retiring perhaps than returning. I mean, his former coach Hank Haney said it might not be till 2017 that he's able to, and you know, make a return, and he knows Tiger more than anybody.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. The man that we saw on that makeshift tee, 102 yards, who put three balls in the drink within 50 seconds, less than a minute, that man I don't think he's ready to play a round of golf, period, much less competitive. I mean, you and I play. I haven't practiced. I'm like tired. I haven't practiced. You know, but I play a couple times a year. I got to believe I could have gotten one over the water. Now maybe nerves because you know people are watching you and all that. But I've teed off with people around me before, and I mean you just cannot state how clearly out of shape or out of golf shape or just rusty. Now it was chilly, not like 55 to 60 degrees. So it was a little chillier. He said he hadn't warmed up. He said he hadn't practiced, which again is something that is really surprising to me, and I think tells you that he felt he could just show up and do that. Because of course he could show up.
Did he take any practice swings at all, Christine?
Well, just a practice. Yeah, he went like he reached up. People can look at it online and see the video. You know, he kind of reaches up and kind of stretches. But no, so he didn't practice for one reason, because he didn't think he had to practice. This is a 102-yard shot.
Wow.
This is like me turning on my laptop to write a column. That would be the act of turning on the laptop. That would be how simple that should be for me. That's how simple this should be. So he didn't even practice. So I because he didn't think he had to. And I'll tell you, the third time, you can audibly, it's very faint, but you can hear it. He goes, come on, Tiger, under his breath. So here he is, like you or I would be like, come on, do it. Oh, the more I think about it, even the more talking with you about it almost a week later, extraordinary, absolutely an extraordinary window into how where he is.
So much more I wanted to get into, but we are short on time. Thank you, Christine. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thank you so much, Liz. Take care.
Stick around. Andy Pondillo coming up in hour number two at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly MLB news and notes.